The centerpiece to Nashville's Fannie Mae Dees Park is shrouded by a fence. The giant mosaic dragon that has been a playground for decades is in a dangerous state of disrepair, in need of a major restoration. As part of our Curious Nashville project, a listener asked why the dragon sculpture is there in the first place. WPLN's Mac Linebaugh explains.
You've got the basic facts. Fannie Mae Dees Park, commonly known as Dragon Park, was created in the late 1970s. Shortly thereafter, an artist was commissioned to build a sculpture that kids could play on. And with the help of 1,000 or so community volunteers, the dragon was born in 1980.
Now, there are two orange octopus. One of them's mine. I want to say the little one over here. And then there's, I think, that yellow seahorse.
That's Mark Cowden. He's a Nashville artist, now in his 40s, but when he made those mosaic designs in brightly colored tile, he was just 10.
And I've been telling my kids those are mine for years, so...
So after this many years, it must be true.
The dragon is closed to the public while money is raised to restore and preserve it. Leading that fundraising effort is Jan Bushing with the Hillsborough West End Neighborhood Association. Bushing grew up and raised her own kids nearby.
I think my daughter was 3 and did a fish, and my son did Mickey Mouse at age 5.
There are some pretty big holes in the dragon now, and some sections of the mosaic tiles have fallen out.
There are several natural forces at work here. Water getting in the cracks, freezing in the winter, splitting those cracks even worse than they are. Mm-hmm. Then in the summer, when you've got that super heat on these arches and the underside of the arch is not being heated.
At 37 years old, the dragon is showing her age. And yes, she is a she. What we call the dragon is actually a sea serpent. She's a mom, and her baby sea serpent is right beside her. What's easy to miss is that this sea serpent was born under pretty stressful conditions.
This sculpture was to reunite the community. This land was all bought or seized under urban renewal.
During the 1970s, urban renewal was the national planning rage. City governments would use eminent domain laws to buy out private property to revitalize urban neighborhoods, and it was happening around Vanderbilt. Properties were declared blighted, whole blocks of houses were torn down and redeveloped. Some became part of the university. But not everyone in the neighborhood was on board, like Fannie Mae Dees.
She had a coffin in her front yard for many years, saying that it was killing her. It was killing the neighborhood.
Jan Bushing remembers the home Fannie Mae Dees shared with her mother on Capers Avenue. It was covered with signs of protest, including an American flag hung backwards. Dees was so committed to fighting urban renewal that she eventually quit her job as a nurse to focus on it full time. She became a regular disruptor at public meetings of the Metro Council and even state government. She died in her home in 1978. Just as the housing authority was about to force her out of it. A few blocks away, some urban renewal land on Blakemore Avenue was considered but rejected for use by St. Thomas Hospital.
So that left this site to be dedicated as a park. And Betty Nixon was councilwoman, and she said it should be named after Fannie Mae Dees.
It's a textbook ironic twist. The park made possible by urban renewal would be named for the woman who fought against it. So you had a park, but what to put in it?
I was the first woman on the planning commission in 68, and I was their representative on the park board, and on it went.
In 1973, the park board's Anne Ruse saw an article in a magazine about General Grant's tomb in New York City, where graffiti had become a nuisance. Chilean-born artist Pedro Silva had an innovative solution.
Pedro, who had lived in New York for some time and had done a lot of playground sculptures, came up with the idea of using the artistic abilities of the graffito artists and anybody else who wanted to join them to develop this ring of benches around the tomb. And they were a big success. They're beautiful.
Silva flew down to look at Fannie Mae Dees Park. He gave a presentation, he spoke to community members, and he got the go-ahead, though he offered no detailed drawings. He designed and shaped the steel frames on site. As he covered them in concrete, he called on the community to work on the tile designs to form the dragon's skin.
The people were getting together in community centers, churches, the park, of course, homes. Gradually, we had 1,000, literally 1,000 people, and we have 2 autograph books full to prove it.
Construction of the Dragon was completed for about $24,000, but the cost to restore it will be much higher. Neighbors are trying to raise $200,000. Stabilizing hollow spots in the structure without doing more damage won't be simple. But once they get to the tiles, Pedro Silva's son Tony has agreed to help. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mac Linebaugh.
There's more to Dragon Park, including an explanation for why REM shot an album cover there, that and photos of construction and of Fannie Mae Dee's now demolished home at WPLN.org.